Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. We are here live, ready to answer your questions that you can get information from the Akashic Records. Akashic Wisdom is a show about not only the Akashic Records and what it can do for you, but it's also about how you can live your life better, fuller, and all that wonderful, wonderful ways that we need to really look into ascending our lives. I don't know if you folks have been experiencing. Last week we talked about the solstice and the time and the experiences that we have been having because of the new energies and frequencies coming in. One of the things that's important to know about that is it's still around. So for those folks who are still sleeping a lot and trying to get their bearings, it's going to go away. I mean, what I mean by that is it's going to lessen. But every now and then you're going to be downloaded with more information, and this is your soul's information. This is something that you need to expand and ascend to on your own. Sometimes when we get downloaded, we don't really know what it is that we're receiving. But know this, it's an expansion of your energies. It's an expansion of your frequencies. It actually will help you become more aware of your surroundings and people. And what you need to notice after you get a major download is to notice what's different. Notice what you notice and notice what's different. Notice what you are more aware of. Notice when you are around people and you have more of a sensation of what is true and what is not. Notice that you are more focused when you are able to focus. So all those things are going to be important to you. And it's going to be important to our time together on this planet. Now, we have an interesting subject tonight. I had an email from a friend as well as a client as well as a student. And this lady and I go way back, and I hope she calls in, because she brought up a very important subject that I don't think we've actually talked about. And so I'm going to give you the call-in number. It's worldwide. 800 number is 888-815-9756.
We have a couple callers.
Great. And before we get into callers, but what's important for you to understand is this particular subject, we're going to take some calls first, but what I want to talk about too tonight is how we as adult parents parent our adult children, and especially if they're indigos. So it should be quite interesting tonight as we go forward with this. My email address also is info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you'd like to email questions, you certainly can. And if you're emailing, be sure and email your current legal name so I can have it. That helps me get into the right areas of records for you. Okay, so let's start out with our first caller. Okay, who's on the line?
Lee.
Lee, hi Lee, where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Hi, Lee in Arizona, okay. I'm getting a really bad feedback here, but have you listened to the show before, or is this your first time listening?
This is my first time.
Great, how can we help you, Lee?
Well, your show, I guess you're talking about indigos?
Yeah, exactly, we're going to talk about adult indigos.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an infant, and he's a crystal child.
Crystal child.
Special, and I was just wondering why he was brought into our lives at this time, and try to get some insight on how to help him grow.
Oh, well, that's a great question. Can you tell me what the... And do you spell your name L-E-E or L-E-I-G-H?
L-E-E.
Okay. And what is your baby's name?
Shane.
S-H-A-N-E?
It's
your
my
grandchild.
Grandchild, yes.
And it's S-H-A-N-E?
Yes.
Are you raising Shane, or are you observing his upbringing?
Well, I'm caring for him during the day
when
his mother works.
Okay. And what questions? Now, we can't open Shane's records, but what we can do is give you insight. One of the reasons we don't open Shane's records is because, number one, he's under the age of 18, and we also don't have permission to do so. But we can go and help Shane through you. Is that helpful?
Yes.
Okay. So what questions do you have about Shane?
Well,
I mean, tell us a little bit about Shane for the listeners.
He's a beautiful little boy, blonde hair, blue eyes. He's going to be very tall. He's going to be probably 6'4".
Uh-huh.
He's going to be a big boy. And he just radiates this beautiful energy. And I don't know if it's the love in my heart that he's radiating back to me. But he's just a wonderful little soul.
Well,
and
okay,
I just need to know how to help him to grow into his soul intention.
Sure. And how old is he?
He's 2.5 months.
Okay. So here's what's important about Shane.
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. What's important for you to know, Lee, about Shane is he has angelic lineage. In other words, like, there's a lot of angels around him. That's one of the reasons you see, it's like he can look at you in a way that is so compassionate and so loving for a baby, it almost looks right through you and melts your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And so what's going to be most important about raising this child is to teach him about love on this planet. So what that means is he's going to be a very sensitive child. He will be able to see emotions. Even though the adult may not be able to express what's going on, he sees and he feels emotions already. He can't verbalize it, but he's the one that he is going to be very, very sensitive, and it's going to be real important for you as a grandma here. Do you want him to call you grandma? What do you want him to call you?
Mimi.
Okay, you want him to call you
That's
Mimi.
What my daughter wants him to call me is Mimi.
Is that what you want him to call you?
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Why does she want you to be called Mimi?
I don't know. She just likes Mimi.
Okay.
But whatever he wants to call me, he can call me.
Boy, sure. One of the things that's going to be important is that, even at this age, that you take him to where nature is and show him the flowers.
Okay.
He loves color. I mean, I know it's really hot there in Arizona. You know, it's hard to take the baby out. But if you can take him to a place where there is flowers or show him pictures of flowers and show him how soft the flowers are, that's almost a sense of light and love for him.
Okay.
And what's going to be so important is that you free yourself of any anger or guilt or frustration that you have for anyone when you're with him.
Oh, I do. I get cleared frequently.
Good. And it's important for you to clear yourself. If you watch him every day, you've got to clear yourself every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Do you have another question about him?
No, that's it. I just wanted to make sure I was helping him in the right direction, because there's so many little children out there that are not getting the help.
Right, right. And it's going to be important for you to also support his mom as much as possible, because she has a lot of frustrations in her life, is what I'm hearing.
Well, she has to work, you know,
yes,
with this wonderful crisis that we're in.
And where's the dad?
They both have to work.
Right, but what I'm hearing is there's some frustration, so it's the more peaceful you can make it when he's with you, the better off you're going to be.
Yes, okay.
Okay? All right, well, please continue to listen. I'm so glad you called in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I think, do we have another caller on the line?
Hi, Donna, can you hear me?
I can. Who's this?
This is JoJo. How are you doing?
Hey, JoJo, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
What's up?
A lot, actually. There's been a lot of changes in my life, and I guess to stick to one question, I'm wondering if there's anything in the records saying about, I guess, a geographic location, like what's the best part of the world I can be living in.
Okay, so you're living in California now.
Yeah, on the California coast.
Right. And why do you want to move?
Well, I keep being called to, you know, places like Sedona, of course, because it's beautiful, and I can do more of my art there.
Uh-huh.
And part of it, I feel like I'm done with this area. I went through a pretty quick marriage over the last few months, actually.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I know it's all for the good, but it's kind of like, am I finally done with this area? I just kind of have that feeling like I definitely need to move on and broaden my horizons.
So where do you feel the most joyful?
Well, Sedona was the first place that popped in my head.
Uh-huh.
Because this relationship dissolved about a week and a half ago now. And I went with that. I was like, okay, it's always Sedona when I think of a place. But joyful is anywhere in nature where I can create my art. And so I guess the place with the most abundant opportunities to create my art and be able to have a nice place to live with nice weather. Those kind of things sound joyful to me.
Right, but the issue is that what you're asking the records to do is tell you what to do. And what the records are saying to you, okay, is that that you are so deeply loved that where you need to go to live is where you can return the love by being in joy.
Okay.
What's going to be important for you to do is what they're suggesting is that you, if you're able to, is to take a week or two in the different spots that are calling your heart and live there not for any other reason but to be there and see how you feel. Be with the people. Notice if the community is there for you. Notice if you are feeling at home, if you are joyful when you wake up. And there, because, you know, you could be in Sedona. I'm also hearing Shasta. I'm also hearing, it's like on the ocean in, up in the Seattle area, but I don't have a city. But it's like right along that coast.
Puget Sound area?
Yes. And so the idea here is that it's really about where your heart sings. Now notice how important the ocean is to you.
Yeah.
And so that's why what the records are saying is that it's really important that you go and you communicate with yourself to the areas that help you feel the most blissful and the most creative and the most welcomed. See, your ability to communicate with nature is phenomenal. It's almost like you have a picture in your mind that you want to photograph, and it's almost like nature cooperates with you.
Yeah, everything. Well, not everything, but from what I understand, I watch things reshape.
Exactly.
You know, not instantly, but if I want a picture of something, I know it'll form to that, and I just have to get there.
Exactly. And so the idea here is that you what's being said is that you need to really look at who you are, where you are.
Okay.
And that's what's important. So, you know, do you have the ability to I mean, again, you don't have to stay in California. You can literally pack your things, put them in the car or wherever you need to put them, and take off. And decide that you're going to decide where you want to live based on how you feel, and give yourself a month to do it.
Okay.
Are you able to do that?
Probably in the next few weeks I could do that.
Yeah, and there was like the reality is, as long as you have your computer and your camera and your car.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty much good.
You've got your business, right?
Yeah.
Have camera, will travel. And as
yeah.
long as you can post it on the internet, you can go ahead and sell your photographs. Correct?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, yeah.
The other piece is that what I'm also hearing is that it would be helpful for you also when you go to these various places is to find out what galleries will take your work.
Okay.
Because the thing is or there even may be some type of art shows that you could actually have some prints there that you could sell that would lead to more opportunities. You have a variety of prints already made, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, are they hard to transport?
No, they're not. It's just I'm trying to do a new product line now that's faster for me to print, less labor, and
okay.
I can meet a better price point. So that's kind of been up in the air for the last few months.
And when is that going to be completed?
I mean, that could be done in the next few weeks also.
The reason
to where
that's
I have a place where I can basically phone in and get prints drop shipped, and then it's done.
Okay, that's great. So because what I'm hearing is that if you were to go up on the internet and look to see where the various art shows are in relationship to where you want to go and experience the location for your heart, that it would be important to not only display at the art shows, but also to look at the different galleries that would be willing to take your art.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Because what you want is an outlet for your work, not just the internet.
Yeah. And I have a few galleries here, but it's the expansion that I want.
Exactly. And so that's what's going to be important to you. It's important to find that wherever you're going, that it meets all the criteria that you have, and it's not there's nothing wrong with you listing the criteria about which ones you want, what's going to be most important to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's
and
great.
I guess it's good to have the record not say you're trying to run away.
They're not saying you're trying to run away. They're saying that you're trying to expand, and it's not about running away. When you're done, you're done. What's inappropriate is for you to stay someplace where you're not when your heart's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also a big confirmation with what you're saying about needing sleep
uh-huh.
and stuff. I've never had a week like I just had. I mean, I basically slept the whole week.
Exactly, and it's all downloading. It's still the frequencies coming in from the solstice, and it's like the whole planet, the planet itself, okay, is reconfiguring energetically, and those of us that are feeling these things are part of that reconfiguration. And that's not to say that we're better than other people who may not be. That's not what I'm trying to say, but there's certain
No.
folks that have contracted and have the sole intention to be a part of that, and even though we don't know how, it's not even important to know how. But just knowing that number one, you're not crazy for feeling this way, and that it's still a part of the download. I was talking to just as an an aside to our listeners. I was talking to another healer, and she was saying that she received some kind of a poster or something like that, saying that the left side and the ankle on the left is really being challenged, as well as the left knee, it's really being challenged during these downloads. Well, boy, I understand what she means. It's like there's times that I can't hardly walk, you know, on this left side. And so she's a runner. And so she was saying that she was having a problem. So if there's anybody out there that's having muscle spasms or joint, what they think is joint problems, please just relax and throw a lot of love and light and gratitude to the areas that are being challenged. And that's the way you're going to get through it. So I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because it does help to know that other people are going through it, so you don't feel crazy.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it does.
Why am I sleeping 18 hours today?
Exactly.
I need to work. I need to pay bills.
And well,
like,
don't beat yourself up. Be grateful.
Yeah, that's the point I finally got to, that acceptance. Like,
yeah.
This is happening for a reason.
Absolutely, and luxuriate in it. And be grateful for the freedom to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
good
real
point.
Important. Yes. All that gratitude stuff.
Yeah.
So keep me informed as to where you're going, but you know, there's times where what I'm also hearing is you really need to photograph Shasta.
Okay.
That
makes sense.
It's real important.
I've been drawn up there to do some work with crystals and what have you.
Absolutely.
And I've been
real
up there before,
important.
Obviously, but now it's like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I think now's the time.
Yes. So that would be a good thing.
Okay.
And so again, make give yourself two or three, four places that you just want to feel, and connect with your guidance once you're there, and find out, as we said, where the different opportunities might be to show your art.
Okay.
And
while it's open, I guess I'll ask a quick one. You know, with Sedona, that whole desert area, Arizona, New Mexico, is there any connection with the Hopi down there?
What you mean as far as you is concerned?
Yeah, because I've had a few people tell me, you know, Four Corners, and, I mean, that whole desert southwest calls me, but it's like, well, you know, like you said, where's the ocean? Sedona's
well, exactly.
The closest
the
thing.
The thing is, what's important for you to understand is that will only call you for a certain amount of time.
Okay.
The ocean is your home.
Okay.
You have your whale and dolphin energy is too strong to stay away from them.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
That makes perfect sense, and
yeah.
There's more of an ease with it because I'm always drawn back here.
Mm-hmm.
But at times it feels like I can't even leave. So
exactly.
You know.
But the thing is, so the idea is of going to Sedona. That doesn't mean that you may not live there for a few months. You may.
Yeah.
But nothing has to be forever. There's never, you don't have to make anything a final decision. You're a free spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's less about, I say this all the time, and I know if you listen, you've heard me say it. Remember, it's less about being right and more about being happy.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Well, I hope
thank
this
you
is
so
helpful.
Much.
All right. Well, keep listening and thanks, and tell your friends. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Let me know what happens,
night.
JoJo. I care. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay. So I don't know if we have any.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!
Thank you.
there, everyone. That was a bit of a technical difficulty, but we got back right on. So what I was about to say is that these children have grown up seeing a lot of anger in their world. They've seen a lot of sadness in their world. And you have to remember that the indigos originally came in to be the pioneers.
Hi. Sorry to your listeners. I do apologize. I must have blew them out of the water. I do apologize for that. We have a caller. We have a caller on the line.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So just so all I want to say is that, well, first of all, my producer wants to say he was sorry if you got blown out of the water there. But what I was saying, and I'm going to be with you in just a moment, caller, but what's important to understand about our kids is that they came in to be pioneers and realized there was, it's almost like they thought it was going to be easier than it is. And they are the walking wounded in many cases, even more than we were when we came in. So I'll continue on that as soon as we take care of this caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. It's Lucita.
Ah, Lucita. I've been waiting for you. Okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the lady I was waiting to hear from because she's the one that actually suggested this particular topic. And she has an indigo adult daughter that she would like to, I think, talk about. We don't have to mention her name. I know her name. But the idea is that talk to us about what where you're at, because I have a sense there's a few folks out there that may be sharing either the feeling that your daughter's feeling or feeling this way as parents. So can you kind of fill us in about what's going on?
I'll do my best here.
Okay.
I have a daughter that I raised on my own, and I think because of that, without her father being present, it's been very hurting for her as far as grieving his loss and also angry. She's 23 years old, so she's very much an adult, and I'm, as a mom, concerned about the pain I see within her and how it's been reflecting on the relationship she chooses, and I'm concerned about her current relationship with, I find it both emotionally and physically abusive, and I do have very much an open communication with her, but I find it frustrating because I don't know quite how to encourage her to heal these wounds, and knowing that she's an indigo child, it just seems to be an added challenge. I believe that was my question is because she is an adult and she has definitely her rights to make her own choices and. But how do I encourage her where I'm really, you know, I have sometimes I feel like the form of encouragement and support that I've given her sometimes seems to push her the opposite direction that I intended it to.
Sure.
And
because
that,
she sees it as criticism.
Right. And I think she's bombarded with criticism, and so have I. And I do acknowledge she's angry at me as a mother. There's things that definitely I know I did a good job, but it definitely wasn't perfect. And it was, you know, very much a challenge to do it on my own. And I don't know if there's anything else that your viewers would want to know about.
Here's what's important for you to understand, though, Lucita.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for you to understand that whatever your relationship is with her,
mm-hmm.
and whatever anger she feels for you,
mm-hmm.
that is separate from her relationship that she's in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing that connects it is, what types of relationships did she see you in when she was growing up?
Right.
No, I'm asking that question.
I think that's, I talked to her about it. It's definitely modeling those relationships.
Right.
My biggest concern was that I said I never experienced a physical. And that was my concern with what I saw with her current relationship. But yeah, it's true. I have not been able to model the ideal the deserving relationship for her.
And that's not being asked of you to make you feel guilty.
Right.
The reason that's important is because she needs to understand that when you made inappropriate choices,
mm-hmm.
that's because that's what you saw your mother do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that she has a chance to move out of that. The piece of that's important also here is when you have a chance to talk to her,
mm-hmm.
her being physically abused,
mm-hmm.
it's critical.
Mm-hmm.
That she get out of that relationship before she starts believing she deserves it.
Okay.
Because if you ask her, why do you let him hit you?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, because I made him mad, because I didn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, she needs to really, there's some, what's important for you to help her understand is that the abuse will never get better, it will get worse.
Right. I felt that. I know that. I don't need to wait for the bruises. I think I need to know is I can converse this to her
Well, there's only so much you can do because you don't you really don't have access to what her soul's intention is.
Right.
And so the piece is that you have to model for her what a strong woman looks like and acts like.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea here is that the more you can be with her and be able to let her know about her strengths and not her weaknesses, the better off she's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about criticizing her choice. It's
right.
about telling her how wonderful she is for other choices she made that are appropriate.
Right.
See, it's almost like she needs the approval. She needs the approval. She needs your approval. And she needs the society's approval. In order to feel strong enough to be able to move away from or realize that what's happening in that relationship is only illusion, it's not truth.
Okay.
It's because you can't parent her, quote unquote, really anymore.
Right.
Where does she live in a relationship to you?
She lives in Santa Barbara, and I'm about a day's trip, full day's trip away from her.
And how long have you been away from her?
I just saw her, but before then it was like a year I hadn't seen her. So I just can't return from a trip from visiting her.
And have you thought about moving back to be closer to her?
I feel like I need to be closer to her.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. You need to be able to be the port where she is. What I'm hearing is she feels she has no place else to go but to this guy.
Right. I did make some contacts that she does have a place to go, but I guess from the last time I talked to her today, it was like, I think she wants to come back with me. So.
Yes, and you should let her.
Yeah, I would love to have her. And so...
Did you ask her to come back to you?
No, she said, Mom, she was actually arguing with me and saying, Mom, you just want me to leave him and come back and be with you. And so I believe she was actually asking me, you know, if that was something I wanted to happen. So
yeah.
It's so funny because what I was holding, I was just getting so shaky and not nervous shaky, just shaky.
But see, the thing is, sweetie, is that you may want to encourage her to just come and visit you for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is she working right now?
Yeah, she's working.
Could she take some time off?
I think so. You know, I think anything's possible.
Sure.
But you know, I would have to see what you know, what she would feel is a good thing for her to do with her job.
Yeah.
You know, it can take this information and see, you know, if what we can, how soon we can make something happen, or and if I have to go down there for a little while until she's ready to move onward elsewhere. Yeah, we can work on that. I'm good.
What else is in your heart?
What else is in my heart? Being able to financially, you know, have a way out for her, you know, to be that strong mother that you know, instead of another female taking her under her wing, for me to be able to provide her with, you know, with a roof over our heads and the support she needs.
Well, she's not a child. You don't need to. And there was like a she has a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about that. You don't. And there was like, there's nothing wrong with providing a roof over her head and food to eat, but beyond that, she's an adult. She needs to take care of the rest of it herself. You don't have to enable her to that extent.
Right.
You know, the thing is it's really more about her feeling that she has a port in the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And something that would be easier. What the record keepers are saying, there's a plus and a minus to you moving close to her. The positive is that you can give her the port in the storm. The minus is that she can come and live with you and then has the ability to go back to him anytime.
Right.
So the idea here is that if you were just to go down and be there for a while without literally putting, without setting down roots, is that, you know what, it's almost like getting a furnished apartment rather than, or, you know, just, I know that you don't like to have to be a wanderer, but
mm-hmm.
and I know that's hard for you, but what
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing is that there's enough networking you could do to be able to get yourself business in that area
mm-hmm.
to be able to do what you do, and then, but you wouldn't have to stay is what I'm hearing.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, I understand.
Yeah.
And I think his thoughts have gone through my mind, and now it just makes them a little bit more concrete.
Yes, because this is the time where she really needs you, because she's going through a growth spurt emotionally that she needs to be able to have you as the comments. What they're saying is she needs you as a mentor, not a judge.
Right. And that I have to constantly remind myself too, because you know, I think that because I've been criticized so much, and that I tendency to just project, do the same thing to my own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to really clear that for myself and be that person that I need to be, that I really am.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really about opening your heart and realizing it's almost like you're picking your battles.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things that you don't, it's not necessary for you to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
It's not going to make any difference one way or another.
Right.
And the other piece, your other question was, how can you encourage your adult child to pursue healing? She has to want to be healed.
No.
You see, that's what she has to want to be healed. But she
mm-hmm.
can't, at this point, without getting into her stuff, she
mm-hmm.
doesn't feel that she has an option.
Right, right.
And so what will change if you go there is all of a sudden she's got a different option. She wouldn't want, even though you might have contacts for her, it would not be the same for her to go wherever that is as it would be to come to you.
Wow.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I do know that part of this is, and actually it's been very encouraging, is for me to really step into who I am and that will strengthen her.
Yes. That's very important for her to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've just been feeling so lost for such a long time that I was like, I didn't think I was going to be able to make it.
I know that's
changing now from a lot of the direction you've given through the Akashic Records and other support systems I have.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm just, like, determined.
Right.
Yeah.
And you may even want to consider to go and living in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another possibility.
It sure is. That's what I'm hearing, that's a good possibility.
Well, I'm just going to have to get on the phone now.
I guess you are. You know, but the thing is that you may find that there are people you can share lodgings with,
mm-hmm.
get a place with that mm-hmm. that you could where you could be very happy. You
right.
don't have to do it all on your own. I mean, there's nothing wrong with finding another woman that you can share an apartment with that
mm-hmm.
has space for your daughter as well.
Right. I know who to call.
I know you do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking this subject on.
No, this is an important subject.
Yeah.
It's a very important subject. And I'm so glad you were able to call in. I hope this is helpful.
Oh, extremely. It's a weight off my shoulders.
Well, that's good. The thing is,
my precious only daughter.
Of course.
I have
of course.
To do a good job.
Say again?
I have to do a good job.
Well, the thing is what you have to do is lead with love.
Right.
And the idea is letting her know how precious she is to you.
Right.
You know, and then part of this also is about healing the relationship with yourself that allows the guilt to come forward when she's angry at you.
To say it again?
It's about healing the relationship with yourself
mm-hmm.
that creates the guilt that pops up when she becomes angry at you.
Oh.
Because that's important. In order for you to heal the relationship and really be a strong woman, there has to be some healing done for you
mm-hmm.
and then your relationship with her. So it's real important to understand that there comes a time where the two of you have to really get it out on the table about what she's so angry at you about.
Yeah.
And really be able to clear the air.
Right. And it's actually something that I've always wanted to do with my mom. So I have this opportunity to do it with my daughter for her. So.
Right. And you still can do it with your mom.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Oh,
she doesn't even have to participate. You just have to do it.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Yeah. Well, because your mom's not going to understand.
No, she doesn't.
That's okay. But you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can write the letter to your mother. You can get it out of your system, and then you can clear it.
Okay.
If you still have your manual from your Akashic Records workshop, you can
mm-hmm.
you can clear it with your grace points.
Okay.
Okay?
I will. Oh, yes, I will. Good idea.
Oh, you remember those, right?
Yes, I do. I use them.
Grace points, yes.
I feel like the student. Oh, yeah, sure. We covered that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you might have forgotten. You might want to go over it. You know?
I have my notes.
Great.
I will definitely do that. Well,
okay.
I will, I don't know if you have another caller, but...
I don't. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm glad you would want to go.
Well, I do, but I'm saying is that I'm happy to talk to you for a moment more if you'd like.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I mean, if you had something else you wanted to go over.
Well, I'll bring it up.
Okay.
I did meet Lori Rion.
Rion, sure. Uh-huh.
At the boat trip.
Right.
And there was this blue whale that made his presence known, but he you know, we didn't spot him, you know, out there, but he was out there.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering what the record would have to say about that encounter and for me.
Sure. Well, you have to understand this. What happens now is that the blue whale energy is really calling, especially to those people who are connected with that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very much connected with that frequency. So if you could get some pictures of a blue whale or the sounds of one,
mm-hmm.
you could go into a deep meditation with that.
Okay.
And the other piece is that now I'm just going to tell you what I'm hearing from the records. They're talking about an Alaskan lifetime when you were an Alaskan Eskimo.
Hmm.
And I don't have a reference for this, but what they're saying is there was a time where they're showing me the snow, but they're also showing me a time that you it was an Eskimo, but the waters were not frozen over,
mm-hmm.
and yet the whales were very much your friends.
Mm.
Even though you counted on the whales for survival, mm-hmm. it's the idea that the whales were so much your friend that they would come and literally sacrifice themselves for the survival of the people.
Mm.
And there's a sadness that goes with you that you have deep inside of you,
mm-hmm.
that comes because as in that lifetime, you loved the whale so much that you did not want to even accept the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like your people understood the sacrifice and almost took it for granted, yet you would not allow it. It's almost like you were a crusader against the killing of that whale.
Yeah.
And that still lives within you, and there's a sadness for any type of cruelty to the animals, but especially there's a connection between you and the whale, and they're also did you ever see that movie that's called The Whale Rider?
I don't think so.
You got to see that movie.
Okay.
It's called The Whale Rider,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost like that could have been your story in another lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
But it would have been an ancient story rather than a modern one.
Uh-huh.
All right. Because there's such a connection between you and the whales that's why getting a record of their sounds would be so important. They're also saying, the records are talking about the downloading of the information from the whales is what helps you work with the animals that you work with. It's almost like, because of your connection with the whale, that's why you're able to do the animal communication and healing that you do.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And I'm wondering if I've been feeling quite a load with the sadness, and so I'm just wondering if that's something that's time for me to release.
Yes.
Come to peace with.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's been quite a load on my heart.
It has been, and it's time to release it so that you can really walk in your own joy and bliss.
Right.
Because there's so much that you carry that is not yours.
Right.
That you feel responsible for.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. And it's time to release it. It's time for all of those folks listening to release that which no longer serves you and that which no longer is yours.
Right.
Very important.
Okay.
Okay?
Will do.
Okay.
All right.
And just for your own information, if you're interested in a level two and you feel like coming to Cleveland, end of July.
Mid-July?
End of July, 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay.
Okay?
I would love to go see you.
I would love to see you, too.
All right.
So you got a whole month, a little bit more than a month to plan it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do it.
Okay.
Big hugs, and God bless you, and thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. And give Selena a hug for me, too.
I will.
Serena, yeah. Rather. Okay.
Thank God.
You know who I'm talking about. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's interesting, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about indigos and adult indigo kids, is that
we do have another caller.
We are in the midst of a physical change for all of us, and that's something that we really need to look at and really be able to move into our own hearts and move into our own space and into our own gratitude and into our own love of self. And that's what we need to really begin, if we haven't already, to impart to our children. And now we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling. Who's this?
This is Pat. I'm in Connecticut.
Pat from Connecticut.
Do you just give information or do you want questions?
We deal with questions. In other words, like the Akashic Records, the way I work with them, I don't consider myself a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the here and now and how we can help you through the energy of the records increase the joy and bliss in your life.
Okay.
How can I
all
help
right.
you?
One question I have is I'm on disability. My therapist has been pushing me to apply for subsidized housing.
Uh-huh.
I live in I'm a caretaking position right now, and I think maybe the house is filled with mold. So I have been applying at other places.
Yes.
What do you see in my future? There's also a female friend new in my life that is asking me to maybe move in with her. I wouldn't be able to afford a full rent, but she seems okay with that. I don't know where I'm going to go. Home security has always been a problem with me.
Hmm.
It's not a new thing.
Interesting. With this new friend, would you have to work?
Well, I work what I can. I'm an artist, and I'm hoping to start selling oil paintings. I clean houses. I pet sit, whatever I can do. But
sure.
I don't have a lot of work.
But this person, this friend, is this friend, is that a romantic relationship or strictly friendship?
No, we met 20 years ago. It's a woman, and we just are reconnecting and just having a great time reconnecting, and she knows my money issues and kind of says, whatever you can pay, would be okay. I'm wondering if that situation would last, or if she would, you know, in a year want to move somewhere else, if that's not, wouldn't be a secure move, or would it be?
Well, it seems like we're bringing... based on your choice, so that the record keepers don't necessarily talk about futures. What they talk about is your here and now. But
okay.
The most important, because future, again, is based on free will choice. So what you choose today creates your future for tomorrow.
All right.
So the issue here is, and that's the comment that they really want you to understand, is that, and this is not to disparage any psychic work. It's just to say that that when you work with a psychic, that's one way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many others.
Hmm.
So you need to look at, so what's important when you're talking either to a psychic or to yourself or to your guides or to their records is to be able to really move into your heart space and use your heart space as a barometer to what feels right.
Okay.
And so what the record keepers are saying in this particular move, where would you feel the most free? Would you feel the most free living at this person's, living with this old new friend that you found, that you've reconnected with? Or are you going to feel more free in a different caretaking situation?
Well, the other possibilities are subsidized housing.
Or subsidized, which one are you going to feel more free?
More free probably with her. It depends. There's one housing that kind of gets me down. It's great inside, but I feel like I'd be surrounded by maybe some depressed people.
Uh-huh.
There's another place with separate small buildings, and that looks really good to me. In fact, even my dog was barking like crazy when we drove in there.
Okay.
But that seems to be a year away, if even then. So the chances of that one are slim. The other two, it's probably more with her. I think I'm just concerned about the security of it.
Well, first of all, it sounds like you need a respite. You need to be able to relax for a while because there's a lot of tension around you.
Yes.
And where you, so the idea here is that if in fact you feel more free with her, then you really need to consider, where am I going to feel the more free and the most relaxed? And at that point, it's very important that you start actually planning what's going to make you feel stronger on a day-to-day basis. And stronger means more in control.
Okay.
Stronger is about control as far as your finances are concerned with
right.
Working your jobs. So it's not about laying back and saying, I don't have to do anything now. It's about maybe taking a few days off and relaxing, and then really moving into really taking your power back.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to be free enough to stay or go based on what you feel you want to do. It's not about
okay.
anybody else giving you security, Pat.
Yeah.
And
okay.
and so up to this point, it's really about you looking at, what am I able to do for me to make me feel good about me and move into the freedom that I know that I have within me.
Okay.
Does that make more sense to you?
It does, and I think I probably feel that I don't have freedom because
right.
I've always been, you know, in every move has been a panic. It's always been, am I going to end up out on the street? So it's hard to see that I have control and freedom and financial freedom.
And you've always depended on something else outside of yourself
yeah.
rather than within yourself.
Yeah.
And this is the time for you. And it doesn't make any difference if you're on disability. And the reason I'm saying that is because the record keepers want you to know that the disability is one thing, but that actually you need to look at that as a gift.
Okay.
And what is the actual disability?
It's It's bipolar and psychothymic disease.
And so, but you're on medication, right?
Actually, I've spent the past year and a half getting myself off and taking my care of myself with supplements.
Okay, great. So you're feeling more structured, and your moods are more even keel. Is that correct?
I think so, but I think the mold is making me very ill with anxiety and depression.
Right. So now you have to take care of yourself.
Okay.
And you also have to, and now I want you to just notice the difference of the feeling in your body from this few minutes of talking to me. I can hear it in your voice. There's a difference in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that's important to understand and notice, okay, is because you can choose to create a plan for yourself that gives you the freedom to live where you want to live. So, for example, you could take the opportunity to live with your friend, at the same time get the multiple jobs that you need, at the same
mm-hmm.
time continue to search for subsidized housing that you like better.
Okay. Yep. I hear what you're saying.
You see? So it's never one way or another. There's many choices.
Okay.
And you have many choices.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I want you to know, Pat, that you are truly not alone. That you have wonderful guidance with you. You have beautiful beings of light around you. Angels that come in and out of your space to comfort you. And it's okay to call on these, and you can just call them wonderful beings of light. I need support. I need help. I need my heart to open. I need to feel good about me, and I need you to help me. And there's nothing wrong with asking God if God's an okay word for you.
Oh, I do this. Thank you for saying this. I do this all the time, and this is one of my goals this year, is to really kind of break through the veil and feel more communication with them, because, yes, I know they're there, but it's hard for me to connect. So thank you for saying that.
It's hard for you to connect, my darling, is because there's parts of you that don't believe you deserve it.
Yeah.
And the record keepers want you to know in no uncertain terms, not only do you deserve it, not only is it your birthright, but they're waiting for you to really move into being willing to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You've never
okay.
been separated. You've never been separated. You might have felt, even though you feel disconnected, you've never been separated.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're wonderful.
Oh, you are too. You've given wonderful, caring, and loving advice. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I take it to heart.
Please do. I hope you continue to listen.
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, my darlings, we're at the end of our program, and I just love you all so much. I love you for your calls. Your calls are what make this program what they are, and I'm so appreciative of your listenership and your caring. And you know, I know that you are the most magnificent beings. I know that all of your trials and your tribulations and your heartaches, I want you to really open your heart and realize how valuable you are. I want you to move into the space of asking your Creator, your God, your Source, for not only guidance, but to fill you with that divine love so that you experience the love wash that creates the ability to open our hearts to receive. Next week is 4th of July. It's Independence Day, and I want you to take it very seriously that this is the time for us all to step into our power, to command our independence, and to be grateful for all that we have, all that we don't have, and all that we are yet to have. Because we really are the ones we've been waiting for. So So Independence Day, as it ushers in, I want you to thank God for being here on the planet at this time and this place. And I want you to know, from the depth of my being and the depth of the Akasha, everything will be okay. You need to know that. Everything will be okay. So this is Donna Fox. You can call me personally if you'd like to at 216-691-1233 to schedule an appointment for a personal consultation. If you'd like more information on the workshops at the end of July, they are the Level 2 workshop for people who have already taken Level 1 of the Akashic Records. And the Level 1 teaches you how to access your own Akashic Records. And Level 2 teaches you how to access the level of access the records of other people, the land and animals, with their permission. And they're both going to be going on July 24th, 25th, and 26th. Level 2 will go first, Level 1 will go second, because you do need to work with your records for about 30 days before you take Level 2. But I want you to call me if you'd like to know more information, or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, same name as the program. So this is Donna Fox signing off. I want you to have a miracle-filled week. We're going to close the records by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records and say amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll join me in saying amen. Have a great week, folks. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.